That's the key to having these difficult conversations, is we need to maintain the connection where we still can relate and feel empathy and connect with the person, because if we can't, they're not going to go well.
Yeah. You know what I like about this, Scott?
Yeah.
A lot of real estate education is about they're going to say this, you're going to say this.
Yes.
They're going to say this, you're going to say this. So there's like this roadmap written saying,
yes,
we know exactly,
yes,
what's going to be said, which,
yep,
is not the case. There's 8 billion people on this planet. There's there's not like,
yep,
this thing that this is 100% going to be said by that person.
No. And I don't subscribe to that, because I really think you got no idea how they see things. You got no idea, you know, their background, their childhood, their circumstances, their culture is all going to impact on how they see things now. So I'm not going in with a prescription of, you know, well, you should do this. Just go in open.
Yeah.
Go in wanting to understand, seeking to understand. Because if you do that, you'll learn a lot of information, but you also get a much broader picture of the situation, how they see it.
Yeah.
You know, some of the questions I asked today is like, if you had a recent difficult conversation with a vendor or a buyer, did you know what was important to them? What their main concerns were, what their constraints were.
Yeah.
So those sort of questions are really important when you're dealing with big life decisions.
Yeah.
And the other thing we talked about, which sounds a bit silly, but keep your butt out.
Yeah, I like it.
And it's from the Harvard. Harvard talk about this. So they talk about not putting a butt in, because as soon as you do that, it dismisses or diminishes the thing you've just said. So rather than put a butt, you put an and. So you can have, you know, if they say something like, well, I want 1.1 million for my house, and you put a, or you say something like, I know you're after 1.1 million,
but
it totally takes it away. Whereas if I say, you know, they say, oh, I want 1 point, or you.
You want 1 point?
1.1.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd like to understand how you got to that figure. It's very different.
That's guys, that's gold. I think a simple thing, I know you want 1.1, and I'd like to know, how did you arrive at,
yeah,
that number?
Yeah.
That sort of opens up a
it
world.
Opens it up.
Yeah.
Because then you understand where they're getting their figures from and why, and then,
yeah,
then you can share how you see it.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about is not getting into a battle.
Yeah.
It, and the end stance stops that. The end stance means we can both have a different perspective, and they both can have some validity.
Yeah.
You don't have to get into a battle. And that sort of linked into step three, which is around collaborative agreements and something called the law of indirect effort.
That concludes the free video. As you can see, there are a number of ways that you can be successful in real estate, and the Real Estate Gym is basically making sure that we find everything that every top agent in the country is doing to be successful. Real Estate Gym members get all their tools, templates, all their scripts, all their information, so they can design their own personal system to success. The Real Estate Gym doors are closed. You can get on the waiting list for the next opening. Just go to realestategym.com.au.